Hi, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a member congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Doris Emick, in loving memory of her dear friend Mona Kaler. Today's lesson comes from the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord and our Savior Jesus. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, a blessed Pentecost to you all. Today, the day of Pentecost, is the day on which we celebrate, the birthday of the church. We celebrated last Thursday, the Ascension Day, that is 10 days ago, and what we realize in the timeline of our Lord Jesus Christ and of his ministry is that he comes to earth, he spends his years in childhood, and he grows and he matures in stature until he begins his earthly ministry, wherein he does most of the actions that we see him doing in the gospel accounts. He preaches and he teaches and he heals the sick and he feeds the 5,000 and he walks on water and he does all these miraculous things to gain attention for himself and to accomplish the things for which he came. Chief among all those things is his passion, his going to Jerusalem, his suffering and death, his resurrection from the dead. And then he continues that ministry following his resurrection. He spends days with his disciples teaching them and preaching to them. And this is where we get his miraculous appearances that we see at the end of all the gospel accounts. And then his time on earth culminates or comes to an end in his ascension. Again, as I said, that we celebrated 10 days ago. He ascends into heaven and he sits, as we say in the Creed, at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He awaits his return. That's what he's doing, and he's reigning and he's ruling over the creation after his coronation, his crowning as king of the universe. But in the meantime, just 10 days later, after his ascension into heaven, the Lord Jesus and God the Father sends onto his church his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit descends, as we heard in today's reading from Acts chapter 2. His appearance is accompanied by the sound of a loud rushing wind and the appearance as of tongues of fire on the heads of the apostles. And they start preaching and teaching very boldly, much bolder than they had been before. And what's miraculous is many people speaking many different languages understand them. And perhaps what's even more miraculous is that these people hear the apostles preaching and they understand, they comprehend what is said, but even more astonishingly, they believe what the apostles are preaching. And many that day come to believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for their salvation. They are baptized and they become the church. So like I say, today is the day that we celebrate the birthday of the church, the day of Pentecost. And we're reminded that in the Holy Christian Church, we are the church because the Holy Spirit dwells with us. And so he came on the apostles so many years ago on the first Pentecost, and today we celebrate the fact that he comes among us again in really the same kind of way as he did back then, for the same kind of reason, that we might believe and be strengthened in the belief that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, and that because he died and rose, our sins are forgiven. And that forgiveness we receive in the Holy Church by the Word and the sacraments, and that's who we are. That is the church. So today we want to focus, however, not so much on the Acts chapter 2 reading, but on our gospel lesson, as I said before, from John chapter 14. Now this takes place before the day of Pentecost. In fact, it takes place before our Lord Jesus' passion, but it's where he speaks about the Holy Spirit. And he says this in verse 25. He says, "These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." He's saying this right before his passion with his disciples, and he's letting them know that the Holy Spirit is coming. Now, it's almost certain that the apostles did not understand these words as the Lord Jesus spoke them. But on that day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit does come, they remember this, as Jesus promises here, that they will. The Holy Spirit, whom my Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. And so you can imagine on that day of Pentecost that the apostles are standing around, and when the Holy Spirit comes, they remember Jesus' promise that the Holy Spirit is going to come. And then they understand what the Lord was talking about. Then they will receive the peace that the Lord is promising them here in John chapter 14, that their hearts no longer need be troubled. That's why they are emboldened. It's because now they have the Holy Spirit. They have the Spirit of God whom the Father has sent on them. And so they are strengthened. They take heart and they preach, they proclaim what Jesus would have them to preach. But now I'd like to back up to the beginning of the lesson. This is the part that Jesus is referring to when he's talking about the Holy Spirit. And this is really the mark of what makes the church the church. Okay, so I'm going to back up now to verse 23 of John chapter 14 and hear what the Lord Jesus says. He says, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear from me is not mine, but the Father's who sent me." So Jesus lays out here for us a very simple principle. If you love Jesus, he says, if anyone loves me, if anyone cares for him, if anyone reveres the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord, as their Lord, as the King of heaven and earth, as the ruler of all things, if anyone acknowledges that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, if anyone looks to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation and eternal life, The Lord Jesus says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Brothers and sisters, here the Lord Jesus is making it very plain what the mark of the church is. If you love me, says the Lord Jesus, then you will keep my word. Now, first I should clarify, here, sometimes when people hear Jesus say, you will keep my word, people will hear and understand and think that he means you will have perfect obedience to my word. That is, you will live your life as a perfect person according to the scriptures. This is not what the Lord Jesus means by that, but instead he's talking about the fact that if you love him, you will keep his word. That is, you won't throw it in the garbage can. You won't ignore it and pretend as though it doesn't matter. You won't let it sit on the shelf and grow dusty, but you will keep it in that you will treasure it, in that you will observe it, in that insofar as it is humanly possible, you will conduct your life according to it. When you read his word, when you study his word, when you hear his word preached to you, you won't shirk it off as so much nonsense coming from the mouth of a politician or from the mouth of a pop star, but you will treasure it and hold fast to it as the words that come from your own Lord. If anyone loves me, says the Lord Jesus, he will keep my word. Brothers and sisters, as I said before, this is what makes us the church. The church, rightly speaking, are those who gather around the gifts of God's word. And so, when the Lord's word is read, people gather around because they want to hear, because they know that the words that they hear are the words of eternal life. They are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ himself. They are the words of salvation. And so the Holy Christian Church hears the word of the Lord read, and we say, thanks be to God. Because whether we're hearing the scriptures read from Genesis or Jeremiah, from John or Peter or Revelation, we know that that word is the word of Jesus and we love to hear it. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And the Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him. Brothers and sisters, the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ here is that all who hear his word and believe have God make his home with them. The Holy Spirit comes on the apostles so that they will hear God's word and believe it, so that they will preach God's word with boldness and confidence, with hearts that have no fear. Because they know that the Lord Jesus Christ lives and reigns to all eternity, and literally nothing can hurt them. They hear the words of the Lord Jesus as the Holy Spirit comes and makes his home with them. And brothers and sisters, you have fellowship with them today. You have heard the words, the Lord's word. You have believed that word and treasured it. And now I encourage you to hold fast to all that it says and know that you can see that you love your Lord Jesus according to his word because you hear that word and believe it, because you keep the words that he has given to you, because of course you would, because they are the words of your Lord and they are to you life and salvation forevermore. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope you enjoyed this brief sample of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at www.oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. Thanks again for listening, and God bless you.